NBC Radio presents the New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands celebration. For the next 2 hours, stay tuned with NBC Radio as we present some of the top bands of the nation as we city hop for the musical flavor of this New Year's Eve. This is Dick Smith at the first stop from Worcester, Massachusetts, from the new beautiful Worcester Center Galleria. It's the music of Lionel Hampton. See, Central New England is all keyed up for the brand new year, which is less than an hour away. And now, the currently popular Them Changes. Let's call upon Lionel Hampton to vocalize now on one of the all-time greats we associate with the Hampton Band, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Thank you.
life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Oh, can't you hear that bit of fat and that happy tune at your doorstep? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Hey, it's over. It's over. Shooby dooby. If I never had a cent, yeah, I'd be rich as a rocky fellow. Baby, a gold dust at my feet. Baby, on the sunny side of the street. Oh,
sunny side of the street. The occasion of this New Year's Eve celebration in Worcester is the 7th annual Dollars for Scholars Ball for Assumption College Alumni Association. This party, all in formal attire, the goers by their attendance financially aid the general education programs at Assumption College. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Lionel Hampton to tell us about a rainy day affair coming up. Lionel?
Thank you, Dick. I would like to say hello, folks, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. I know you had it, and a Happy New Year, huh? Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Well, we have a lad here in the band that's coming to the front, as we always do, spotlight young talent, and here's some trumpet player extraordinary. It's a plain rainy day, as Dick said, and I want you to meet John Faddis at the trumpet.
Thank you.
And That's a Rainy Day, a la the trumpet. A reminder that coming up soon will be the gala Times Square celebration with Ben Grauer and monitors Cindy Adams, the Cy Oliver Orchestra, Duke Ellington, both from New York, and Ramsey Lewis from Chicago, all part of our NBC All-Star Parade of Bands tonight. With apologies from Lionel Hampton to the folks in the Baltimore area, this one might have more significance for those of you listening down in Miami, Florida tonight. For this one's called The Dolphins Dance. Things are building up to a fever pitch here in central New England, Worcester, Massachusetts, as just a little more than a half hour remains of this old year, and we await brand new 1972. Here's the music of Lionel Hampton and the Inner Circle with Aquarius. from the beautiful new Galleria at Worcester Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. This has been the music of Lionel Hampton and his inner circle at Assumption College's Dollars for Scholars Ball. This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Next up on NBC's New Year's celebration is a preview look at Times Square in New York, where monitor Cindy Adams is preparing to describe the scene at midnight. This is Dick Smith wishing you a Happy New Year from Worcester, Massachusetts.
This is Ben Grauer for NBC Radio at the focal point of the Times Square celebration of New Year's Eve. We're in the Allied Chemical Building, which has been our vantage point since they tore down the ever-loving Astor Hotel some 4 years ago. And we, in this instance, is our good friend, star of Monitor, Cindy Adams. Cindy, it's Times Square, as you can see.
It sure is, and the crowd seems to be backed up from Times Square clear to about 47th or 48th Street. They estimate about 350,000, 400,000
people. Oh, steady. No, no. I've seen these a few times, Cindy. I'd say there's 250,000, but there will be 300,000. The weather is fine.
There.
It's very calm, lovely. In fact, we don't have any of the snow and sleet and rain we've had in previous New Year's Eve, and so the kids have turned out. Do you notice, Cindy, that the crowd is almost entirely youngsters?
Yes, and I see a lot of signs up there that say stop the bombing, get the U.S. out of Indochina down there, and lots of other signs and black balloons that the people are holding that they're letting forth, all against the Indochina war.
One of the strange manifestations of human nature is why people come here. They've been doing it, Cindy, since 1905. There's an inexplicable reason. They come and gather here about 11:15, and on a very mild winter's night like this, we're having a capacity crowd, which, as Cindy says, could be up around 250,000 people. And you mentioned the signs. These are only a reflection of the 71 we're saying goodbye to, the year in which the United States entered new relationships with Red China, and Red China made its entry into the United Nations, the year, incidentally, of a price freeze from the Nixon administration and devaluation, the year of the Pentagon Papers, the year of Attica. Crazy year, Cindy.
Yes, but the prices are not frozen in the nightclubs. It used to be in 1936 we had Guy Lombardo with the Waldorf for $10.50. Tonight, to see him, it's $60. And the Casino Russe, one of the brand new nightclubs that have opened in New York, it's $65.
And just across the street there, where used to be the Paramount, a theater, used to be before that Shanley's Restaurant in 1905, a steak dinner was $1.50.
Well, of course, I wouldn't remember that, Ben. Perhaps it's going back. Maybe
it
you do recall those things, yes.
From years of watching this event for NBC in Times Square, we of NBC will be back here when the crucial moment comes in approximately 27 minutes from now, high above the Allied Chemical Tower, 82 feet above our 23-story tower, is a 6-foot ball with 180 30-watt bulbs, and it's going to move at the rate of, I don't know how fast, but it'll start moving at 12:59.
And it's down in exactly 60 seconds, and it took 18 hours to put it up.
Right, and that will be the moment when we say goodbye to 1971. Now, all of our NBC friends across the nation, but also this mass of humanity here, starting to push and shove. There goes a flashlight. You can hear maybe in the background an occasional pop or bang. You know what that is? That's a firecracker. Where the kids get them, I don't know. They've also got some other things to make them happy. I see a flask tilted here, there, a bottle, whatever.
Ben,
it is. Maybe it's Coca-Cola.
Do you remember some of the years, like 37, with Rudy Valley at the Paradise and Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Band breaking it up at the Paramount? In 1938, Benny Goodman at Roseland, both of them are still going strong.
Right.
And Paul Pops Whiteman at the Capitol, both of them are gone. In 1946, we had Hildegard playing with her gloves at the Savoy Plaza.
Yes.
And Vaughn Monroe at the Commodore, and the Copacabana tab then was $7.50. Tonight you couldn't even get a handshake for that.
Yes, and Guy Lombardo in 1932 and in 1971, the same guy.
We'll be back to greet 1972 from Times Square in New York City later on, but for now stay tuned as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues. Coming up, Cy Oliver and his orchestra from the Riverboat here in New York City on the NBC Radio Network.
NBC Radio continues now its annual New Year's Eve celebration, this time from the Riverboat, far below the top of the Empire State Building, with the music of the Cy Oliver Orchestra, music such as Sweet Georgia Brown. Buddy Smith to It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found a somebody who could make me feel true, could make me feel blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean. They'd never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Well, 1972 is just about 15 minutes away here in the East, and then Ben Grauer and Monitor Cindy Adams will describe the Times Square scene, after which another hour of big band music coming your way with Duke Ellington and the Ramsey Lewis Trio. But for the here and the now at the Riverboat in the Empire State Building in New York City, it's Buddy Smith again with Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
You and
riverboat. And if you need any further evidence, let us, Cy Oliver, have opus. Night to those of you who aren't here at the Riverboat in New York, where Cy Oliver and the orchestra have been holding forth with this New Year's Eve portion. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve celebration was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Time now for those along the network to pay attention to Ben Brower in Times Square. And after that, Duke Ellington and his orchestra provide sound for 72 as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues right here on the NBC Radio Network.